All right, guys. Welcome back to the Dish Dad Podcast. It's been a while. It really has. I'm drinking tea tonight because I'm just feeling fancy. Tea's such a fancy thing, I think. Like, it's so British that you're like, should I drink it? Should I not drink it? Is it un-American to drink tea? I think it is, kind of. Especially if it's Starbucks tea. Is Starbucks from the U.S.? I don't know. I don't know. But whatever, dude. I can get into some good Starbucks mint tea, or their mango tea. Ain't bad. But it's been a while. It's fucking been a while. I'm working on a review. I've been doing a lot more outdoor stuff. Working on a review on this guy. So it's a Pelican 1060. I use it as my humidor slash outdoor for my GoPro stuff and stuff like that. Like, just a place to keep, like, a secure thing. Like, kayaking, I'll throw my wallet and keys or my phone in there. It's like a perfect fucking box. And I'm working on a review for it. I just didn't really like inside lighting and stuff like that, so I'm gonna have to do it outside. But that's coming. It's been a while. We haven't talked about a lot of stuff. Yeah, I've had, fucking awesome guests lately on the podcast. It's been a little bit just to do a little one by myself. So I just got my wisdom teeth out, which, like, a couple weeks ago, maybe like 2 weeks ago, and fuck, man, I went the route of okay, so a lot of people that, like, I think it's kind of fucking lame to get your wisdom teeth late in the game, you know? You should do it when you're like 18 and you're like still living with your parents because they can pick you up and shit. I'm 20 fucking five. And I was like, and the doctor was like, hey, you can get them out. The dentist, he's a doctor, but the dentist was like, you can get them out if you want. You don't really need to. You got a cavity on one. Do you want to get them out? And I'm like, oh, it won't be that bad because I don't have to like go under for it, right? I just had to like kind of shoot a shot in your mouth and then numbs it all up, and then they throw some other numbing shit on there. Let me tell you what, it was fucking horrible, dude. It was, if I would not suggest it to anyone, not even my worst enemy. Gaddafi, dude, I wouldn't tell him. I'd be like, no, just go fucking under, dude. But yeah, it was bad. It was real bad. You get in there and you're just sitting down and they fucking, so the numbing, they have to inject you. If you're scared of needles like me, dude, you're a little bummed. You're a little bummed to be in that chair because they have to inject you probably 8 times with the numbing stuff, like all over your gums. And man, it doesn't feel good. Even when you're numbed up, it doesn't feel good to get a shot in your mouth, dude. Like, I think I'd get a shot anywhere else besides maybe my foot. My foot and my mouth are probably the worst place to get a shot. Well, anything hard, probably. Actually, my head would be a shitty place to get a shot. But, it was brutal. And I only got one side of my wisdom teeth out. The other side, I need, like, surgery for one of them. And the other one, I can get out whenever. But I don't know, man. I don't know if I'm going to go get that one out. It was so bad. I was sitting there. So what happened was I was sitting there. And my dentist is fucking great. He's excellent. Best in the game, I think. I was sitting there and he was like tugging on it and he broke the top of the tooth off. Oh, so much pain, dude. And the amount of torque they have to put on your jaw, I think the jaw being sore is almost worse than like the tooth getting pulled out because they're torquing on it and you can feel it even though you're numb. They're just fucking ripping that thing, dude. And you're in horrible pain. And I was like, oh, maybe I'd get more numbing. I don't know. But I was like, no, I don't want to fuck another shot. I'd rather deal with more pain than a shot. That's just who I am, though. I just don't like fucking shots. But they torqued on it. They broke off both the teeth. So, like, both the tops of the wisdom teeth. And they had to drill it out. They had to pull again. They had to glue shit on to pull it off. And eventually they got it out. And come to, like, their, like, thing, my tooth, at the bottom of the base of my tooth, it was hooked in. I had a fish hook on the bottom of my tooth. I couldn't, oh, no. Okay, we're good. Yeah, I had a fish hook. Oh, fuck. I gotta put the charger on here. It's not charged. Shit. Where's the charger on here? Okay, there we go. Yeah, so it was fish hooked in my mouth, which was just horribly painful. And then I was, like, recovering for the next 2 weeks, taking Advil. And finally, I'm back to eating foods, like normal foods again. I was in the soup game for a little bit. There's these things that you can buy at the store now, and they're, like, individual soups. And I use them for, like, hiking and shit. And they rip, dude. They're, like, potato soup, and then you can put, like, cheese crumbs and shit in it. It's so good, man. I've been eating a lot of those. Those are delish. Golly. But what has been going on, dude? Just a lot of stuff is going on, man. A lot of, like, I don't really watch the news anymore, so I can't even tell you what's going on in the news. But I can tell you what's going on in my life, because it is pretty fun right now. So my kid got in golf, which is the best. I love that he's, like, a big fan of it. And he likes going to his golf practices and stuff, and my buddy teaches it. It's great. I fucking love it. And he doesn't really get the concept of the game yet. And I was supposed to take him out, I think it was yesterday. Yeah, I think it was yesterday when I played. Yeah. I was supposed to take him out yesterday, but he wasn't feeling good. So I decided to go out, and I was like, oh, maybe I'll get some practice in. So I played the first nine. I haven't played in like probably 2 years. It's been a while. Maybe I played earlier. I mean, I've hit balls, but really nothing I can say that I've played a lot. All right. I have not played a lot. And let me tell you what, that front nine was just a shit show, dude. Triples, bogeys, double bogeys. The problem that when you step away from golf and then you come back to golf, you have to get your swing back. I think that's like a huge thing, because I was kind of trying to get my swing back in order, but I was taking like different swings every single time. And also if you're trying to get back into it on the course, which is, I don't think, the move, because you're using a club once and then you can't work on that club again until the next hole. So unless it's a fucking sand wedge, then you can hit that over the green four times. But like, that was my problem. I didn't know how far my clubs went. I didn't know how to stay behind the ball. I was coming over the top. I was coming outside. But yeah, it was just not coming together for me for the first nine. And it was almost embarrassing. Like, I've spent my whole life playing golf, and it was such a serious thing for me. And I'm just playing like ass, dude. And it's sad. You know, you spend thousands of dollars to get good at something, and you kind of like step away from it for a second. It's the only sport that you can do that really too. I can play basketball just fine. Basketball's pretty easy for me, to be honest. Or baseball would be a little hard because hitting the ball. Football's not too bad, but I can't catch very well. I can't catch a football or a baseball very well. That's a problem. But, you know, I never really got good at that shit. But I feel like golf's like one of those sports that if you take some time off, you really fucking suck ass. But so I played the front nine shitty, and then my buddy met up with me on the back nine, and woo-wee! The anger boiled up in me, okay? When I play golf, there's like a saying that like when you play with better players, you're a better player. And let me tell you what, dude, it came together, dude. I was parring, I was getting birdies, I was making putts, I was making chips, I was fucking hitting my driver well. Dude, I was hitting greens. Like, I hit like three greens on the back that I wasn't hitting on the front, you know? Like, it was coming together amazingly, and it felt so good, dude. To be good at something again, it feels so good. Because I do a bunch of other stuff. I go kayaking, hiking, and stuff. It's like, you can't really be good at that stuff, right? You know, like your job, you can be good at, but I mean, it's a fucking job, and it you're competing against no one in your fucking job. I mean, maybe you're competing against other people, and you're trying to get upper positions and stuff. It fucking, I don't know. It's just, you live, I don't know. It's like a corporate thing. It's just not, it's just not that exciting, right? You know, you get a promotion. Yeah, that's cool. But to, you know, get a birdie or an eagle on a par five, par four, dude, woo, that feels good. when you play something and you're passionate about it, it's fucking 10 times better. But yeah, no, it was good to get back out there and start, you know, playing again. And the golf course is an underrated place. I think people don't understand how fun it is. Like a lot, I hear a lot of people like, oh, I don't have anything to do. Go play golf. Go play a muni, dude. Go play, a muni would be, I don't think a lot of people know what a muni is, but a muni is a course that's owned by the city. That's like a smaller, easy course to play. And it's pretty affordable. It's like, I don't know, 20, 30 bucks to play around. Especially if you go in the evening, it's even better. And it's so underrated to hang out with your buds, dude. Even your girls, dude. If you, don't even get me started about date ideas, dude. Dude, if you got a Tinder and you're looking for the bays and you're looking for good at date ideas, because, you know, you can go to dinners now, but like before in COVID, you couldn't, right? But I think dinner is kind of overrated because you almost have to be there and you have to like talk to them and like, you know, maybe you guys don't have anything in common, which is probably the deal. I just feel like, you know, dudes and girls, there's like an in common and out of common kind of thing, right? So it's always, it could be a really amazing first date or it could be an awkward first date. I think there's a 50-50 chance. And if you do this as a date idea, if you take your bae golfing, dude, she's going to love that. Because look at this. Listen to this, okay? The bae gets to drive the golf cart. That's the funnest part of golf, is driving the golf cart, all right? The bae, you order the bae drinks. She can have, like, whatever drink she wants, you know? You can get beer, you can get cocktails, you can get fucking mochas. You can get any fucking, you can get a Snickers bar. They have good hot dogs. Every bae likes a good hot dog. Every bae likes a good hot dog over hamburger, which makes no sense, but they like good hot dogs. And you know, they just get to have fun and you're outside and you know, they get to wear a cute outfit and you know, you get to play some golf and if they want to play some golf, they can play golf with you. It's just a good date, man. You know, so I would definitely suggest, that's a douche dad tip right there. If you're looking for bays and you're going on Tinder and stuff, take them golfing, unless you suck ass at it. If you're really bad, I wouldn't do that. If you're shooting in like the low 90s, high 80s, I think that's a good date for sure. Anything under that, yeah, that would be sick, dude. Are you showing some good putts, dude? You making some 30 footers? Woo, boys. Ladies love the 30 footers, dude. Oh man. But yeah, that's a great date. But yeah, the back I just cleaned up, dude. I was playing amazing. I had a long drive competition. Okay, let me give you some insight about my long drive life. All right. There was a period in my golf career where for like 6 months I wouldn't hit my driver off the tee. I would hit a 3-wood. So I don't know if that helped me with hitting the ball farther, because I would hit my 3-wood almost as far as my driver and almost as far as everyone else's driver, okay? And I'm not saying that I'm going to hit more than a guy that's like 6'2". Like, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying for like my size, for my game, I hit the ball pretty fucking far. And when I was like, I think it was like 15 or 16, there was a long drive competition that came to the golf course, okay? And I think it was like $25 to enter. So everyone on my golf team and, you know, everyone that was like at the course entered this long drive competition. And I'm sure people could hit it farther than me, but with the restrictions, like, so to get the longest ball, you had to go down basically, let's say a 40-yard fairway, which is like the whole driving range. So you had to keep it there, right? It was like a certain restriction where you had to keep it straight and in that line. And you had like 5 balls, which is pretty good. I would say 5 balls is a lot. And, you know, I don't remember what driving. I don't think I was hitting my Nike Covert. Oh, fucking. When Nike came out with clubs, they looked sick ass, but they hit like garbage, dude. They were the worst, man. They were not good clubs. But yeah, so we played, we hit the five balls. I didn't think that I won it. I had no idea. And I was just fucking around. It was just like a fucking around kind of thing. I was just trying to hit the ball hard but at least get off the face, like the center of the face square, just hit a good shot. And I wrote Dr. Christian. Cause I thought it'd be funny. Cause I thought I wasn't going to win. Right. And there was like 50 people in it. It was a lot of people, a lot of big dudes too. And when I was 16, I was maybe 5'8", 120, 25 pounds. So not a big dude, not a huge dude. But you know, it pays off to just have a good swing where you got a good amount of torque and a good amount of roll. I think I hit a little bit off the bottom of the face, so I got a lot of front roll on it. But I was hanging out and our golf coach was in there and they're like, okay, so third, second, and then I was like waiting on first, and I was like, huh, I wonder who won first. They're like, Dr. Christian. And I was like amazed. I was like, holy crap. I mean, I think I hit the ball like 360 or something like that. Around like 360, 370. It was a little bit downwind, so it wasn't too bad. But I hit the ball fucking far. And I walk up there, and I could tell you, like, my coach was amazed. The people in the long drive competition are like, no fucking way. We got beat by this motherfucker. And I was like, I like to thank my mom. I smashed a driver, dude. I fucking ripped, dude. It was funny, man. I think I won a... Oh, yeah. I think I won a night stay at the Hoover Dam Lodge and, like, a free dinner. we all stayed there, and we made, like, a ghost hunting video because that place is haunted. God, that was fun, man. That's my experience with long drive competitions. I'd like to join another one, but I think if you get into a better one, I'm sure I wouldn't do as well, but... my buddy, so we're on the last hole, cause it was getting dark. So we had to cut off early. And, he's like, dude, let's do a long drive competition. Winner buys dinner, dude. And dude, when I see a bet that I think I might win, dude, I get a little excited. Right. So he just got a new face on his driver too, or new head on his driver. So, I mean, maybe there you go. You know, he hasn't hit it a lot. I'm pretty sure he said it was the same one he had, though. I'm not sure, but he hasn't hit a lot. So he takes a real hard swing, takes it off. I think he goes a little bit on the right-hand side. I don't know if it hit a tree, but I, you know, whatever. And I was like, okay, so this is... And we're playing with this other dude that was super cool, super nice dude. Like, ex-firefighter, real, real nice dude. Had a girlfriend, which is dope. When you got a girlfriend and you're like 62, dude, that's fucking sick. That's fucking sweet, dude. And she worked out. He's like, oh yeah, she just is working out. You're 62, bro. Your bae is way younger than you. She's working out, dude. That's fucking sick. But dude, let me tell you what. I had it all set up. I was like, okay, here's my thought process. I'm just gonna take a good solid swing at it. I'm gonna stay behind it. And I fucking cracked it, dude. I fucking ripped it, dude. Dude, you should have saw how excited I was. I ripped it. It was a rocket ship, right? And we were playing from the women's tees too, because we were just like, oh, but this is close, so we'll just hit it from there. I fucking ripped it. Par four, hit the green basically. I was like on the fringe of the green. The drive downwind was like 370, okay? I don't think I've ever hit the ball that far. It was insane. It blew my mind. And obviously my buddy bought dinner. I'd offer to pay for half because it's always polite, you know, unless it's like a money bet, then that's a little different. If it's like something like you're going to pay half, or you're going to go to dinner, if you're going to, you know, pay for the room or something like that, always throw down half, 25%. That's common decency with your bros. Okay. You always want to support your bros, especially everybody's at a different income level. Fucking some people are following their dreams and they don't make as much income as you, or you're following your dreams and you don't make as much income as them. And it's always a support thing, okay? Because I think in life right now, it's a lot of jealousy. And that's what pisses me off, okay? Jealousy is a thing, and bitching. Jealousy and bitching are the two things that piss me off the most. People are jealous of other people's lives. I think social media obviously is a big problem with that. But it's not, and there's also people that are just fucking like, dude, do your thing and I will like support you. And I think people don't understand that, because it's like, you can go like in nursing, right? Terrible argument. Okay, so there's let's talk about how it is. There's real jobs, and then there's people that are following their passions and fucking good at shit, okay? There's people that weren't that good at shit, and then there's people that... The people that weren't that good at shit maybe haven't found the shit they were good at, right? And that happens. And there's people behind them that are saying, oh, you need to do this, you need to fall in line, you need to, you know, make this much money, or you need to get this career, this degree, right? And that's no problem. Those people are the people that support the people that are good at shit, right? And, you know, so you got these people that are good at shit, and we need to look at those people and be like, hey, let's put all the support we can behind these people so they become something amazing. And we enjoy watching that, right? I've never been, when I see somebody that is really good at something, I'm like envious, especially if it's like something like important, almost like you're making business deals. That's something to be good at, and that's something to be important, and that's like good advertising and everything like that. That's pretty impressive. That would be the only thing in business I'm like, oh yeah, that's pretty sick, right? The other side of business is kind of suck, but if you're creating a product or something and you're doing good sales, like that's fucking cool, right? But with like a sport or something like that, like if my buddy wants to go pro and he's fucking good enough to go pro, I'm like, dude, fucking all the support on him, dude. If I can do anything for him to support him and how good he is and how he's still doing what he loves, like, let's fucking do that. And I think if you're jealous of that, go fucking eat dirt, you know? Like, just, you can still want to play aggressively against him. You could still want to beat him, right? You could still, like, have fun and talk shit and, you know, but the same time, you got to be like, hey man, that's fucking sweet, you're doing it, you're having a good ass time. And I think people, you need that. There's like so much stuff you can do in your life where you would rather do that and have fun than go down this road, go down that road. You know, if you get a regular job, you're working, you get like 2 weeks off a year or whatever, something crazy like that, right? Especially if your job where you have to work on holidays. That's why you should never work. If you got a degree, don't go into a job where you have to work holidays. That's a terrible decision, and you shouldn't do that, all right? Because then you're only going to get your 2 weeks off or whatever. And it's sad, you know what I mean? So, you know, maybe think about things for a little bit, you know? There's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with starting your own thing, starting your own passion. Figuring it out. The only thing is, golf's really expensive. Super expensive. To play these nicer courses, it costs a lot of money. You got to have the connections sometimes to get in these courses, and the clubs aren't cheap. Like the new TaylorMade Sims driver is $450. Is it worth it? Probably. It's a good driver, man. But also, If we're looking at the golf side too, there's nothing wrong with just taking out your buddies and having fun. It's the only sport where you can drink beer and smoke stogies. Pelican 1060, dude. I got everything. I got my lighter. I got my cutter. I got my Belvita pack for the humidor. This is a humidor, basically. And I got my cigars. I got a Don Chico right there. Woo, baby. Let me tell you what about a good cigar, Don Chico, baby. But yeah, dude, the golf is just a fun sport. I smoked 2 cigars at the golf course yesterday, just having fun, man, making putts. Dude, man, it made me so happy to get out there and just start doing something different. God, that was fun, man. Definitely go out and play some golf, dude. Bring your buddies. Bring your bays. Go have some golf. Go fucking play, dude. Even if you have shitty clubs, go out there and play. Who gives a shit? You're still having fun. Rent some clubs. You can do that. Golf is fucking fun, dude. It's not just an old person sport. It's more for young people, actually, I think. If you think about it like that, because you're able to get better at it, right? And, you know, you're able to smoke and drink and still have fun. Golly, man. But yeah, so that's been going on. I've been having fun with that. It's been so long since I've done a podcast. Let me think of what else have I not talked about. Stand-up's been slow. I haven't been able to do stand-up a lot, which is making me kind of bummed. I got to get back in the circuit. I got to get back doing shows, but I've just been so slammed with everything else. School's killing me. It's fine though. It's fine though. We're getting back into the swing of things. Summer's coming up. The pools are out. You fucking laying down, I'm looking tanner than ever, dude. I mean, this is like, you might not look tan because of auto exposure, but I'm pretty tan, dude. I got this little olive tone. I've been kayaking a lot. Let me tell you what about my Ascend 10T. When I got it last year, I was like, dude, not a bad yak. Pretty good. $700 or $650 when I bought it. I don't remember what it exactly was. Good price. But now I'm kind of thinking no bueno. I'm kind of thinking it's not that good of a kayak. Because lost the seat. And I posted on Reddit about it. It was fucking insane. It's taken me 6 months to get a seat. Okay? Just for a kayak. And it's still not here. I'm still waiting for it. Terrible design on how the seat is held in. It's not like a rack to slide in. It's a fucking string that you, and once I get my seat again, I'm going to upgrade that. I'm going to fucking, I don't know. I think I'm just going to tie it down like with carabiners and make it really good. Maybe drill some marine screws in there and just fucking lock it in. But it that's what's pissed me off. So I've been kayaking with no seat. That kind of sucks ass. I found out, so I thought the weight limit was like 400 pounds. It's like 325, I think. So the weight limit is not that much. And I'm going to say that it's even less than that. I'm going to say it's like 250. Yeah. Let me think. So I got me. Yeah, I'm going to say it's like 250. Because we were going to do a Willow Beach trip, which I also have a video if you guys want to watch that. I'm going to be posting that. We did a Willow Beach, cook and kayak adventure. So that's the name of the video. But so we did that. And we were supposed to go out and camp kayak, right? So you bring all your gear and you fucking go and you camp overnight. You grab some. So when I flipped my kayak, I lost like, I don't know, two fucking expensive rods. I lost my phone. I lost my seat on my kayak. So I lost quite a bit of money. I probably lost $300, $400, right? My camera just turned off in fucking 30 minutes and I don't understand why. Fucking whatever, dude. But yeah, so the kayak doesn't hold as much weight as we hoped. And we had dry bags. We had all of our stuff. We had a tent. We had like a small amount of food. We had like a really light chair that I thought it would be fine. What else do we have? Sleeping bag. I had NeoAir pads. So like they weigh nothing. So sleeping bags were a little heavy. Our sleeping bags are heavy, but it shouldn't be. I didn't bring more than 45 pounds worth of like hiking and camping stuff, because like this stuff all fits on my back, so there's no way that, and I brought me, I'm 160, my kid's 40, so it's not that much weight. But let me tell you what, we were sinking out there. We couldn't bring that much gear because we would have any like any boat that would go by, and it would splash in the boat, and it would just like fill the boat with water, and it wouldn't drain properly, and we would fucking have sank basically, or flipped over, which would have probably been what happened. And my tie down system isn't that good if I'm flipping over like that, right? I'd be losing gear again. And I don't want to fucking do that. So we decided just to do a little day trip. We still had fun. I brought this really, you know what's really underrated for, it's a good price too, $25, the Ascend dry bags. They have a handle on the front so you can carry it from the side, and then also the top, you can carry it from the top, but it's a nice dry bag and it's a good price. $25, you get like, it's like 45 liters. It's great, dude. I would definitely, and it's a good color. It's a good green. So in case you like drop it in water and you need to get, you can see it for sure. Just great dry bag. I would highly suggest it. I liked it a lot. I'm excited to keep that. That's good for cameras. You know, when you go camping, it's not the heaviest thing in the world, but it's still a little bit. But yeah, I'm very excited about that fucking thing. That thing's great. But yeah, we just did a fun day at Willow Beach, man. We ate some beer brats and mashed potatoes on little rock beach we found. And we went to Emerald Cove. And Emerald Cove is like, I don't know. Okay, so obviously there's like a bunch of like kayaking companies and paddleboarding companies that go down there and make it like this good adventure, obviously. And it's cool, I guess. But the cave is only like, I don't know, maybe 6 feet deep. Can only have a couple people in there at once. There's always a line of 80 people, so you have to sit there in a kayak and wait for your turn to go in there and take a photo. And I don't like attractions like that. I don't like attractions where I go into something and I have to take a photo and everyone else is taking the photo. It just ruins the experience for me, especially when it's outdoors, dude. When I'm out on the river or I'm out, you know, in the woods, like, I don't want anybody around. I mean, if the occasional hiker, that's fine. Just person to say hi to, you know, that's fine. But I don't want 50 people. I don't want a fucking whole Bret Michaels concert just around me, dude. It's just not that fun. And there's a little beach area before Willow Beach that's pretty cool to hang out with. And another shitty thing about Willow Beach is you'll get so many kayakers and they take up like every single beach to Willow. So like you'll get like groups of like 50 people on the like the kayaking fucking, you know, rentals, and they'll park at certain beaches until they get to Emerald Cove. So every beach is like just stacked with fucking people hanging out. And hey, I don't own that place. It's not my place. But at the same time, it's like it's just not my thing. It could be your thing, and it's still fun to go. I still will always go. It's almost better to go left at Willow Beach than right, because left you will not run into, you'll run into like, I don't know, a couple kayakers, but not that many. You'll run into more boats, which kind of sucks because they'll just splash you, but who gives a shit? It's still fun. I still like it. I would go left. It's a good spot to camp at too. There's a very good spot. If you watch my Uncut Gems of Willow Beach video, I show you every spot you can go to, and it's sick. It's fucking sweet. But yeah, guys, I just been having fun, dude. What else have I been doing? I got up to Mount Charleston recently. That was fun. Mount Charleston hanging out. Got my kayak system or my hammock system really good. So if I ever need to sleep in a hammock, I'm really comfortable. But that's been pretty much all that's been going on, man. I've been trying to get out. We've been going to the pool a lot. I haven't had that many crazy adventures lately. I think I'm itching for one. Did I do a podcast after Oregon? I don't think I did. We went to Oregon. Went to Ashland, Oregon, the place that me and my fiance fell in love again. What happened was in high school, we broke up. I don't remember why. I don't remember why, but we broke up, and then I was going up to look at schools to play golf at, and she's like, okay, I'm going to tag along because I don't want you to bring somebody else. So went up there. We spent a day in Ashland, Oregon, and it was like the most beautiful place we've ever been to. It's just gorgeous out there, dude. Southern Oregon University was like a school we really liked. They didn't have a golf team, which was a bummer, but I would have loved to go to that school. I think they had an accounting program, but it was great. And we stayed at the Callahan Hotel, which is the greatest hotel I've ever stayed at. Obviously, you know, I've been in like a penthouse in Las Vegas, but I don't know. I just don't think it's that cool. I mean, it could be just me, but I don't really like it that much. Cause you know, you look over the strip, maybe it has a hot tub in it. Probably not. I haven't been to the one where it has a hot tub. That's probably pretty sick, but it's just not, it's a couple room. It feels like you're in a house, you know, that's what it kind of feels like. A penthouse kind of feels like a house, and it's just not that great. It's kind of, it's bland. Not a lot of stuff going on. If you have like a party in it, I guess that's cool too, but you know, whatever. But I like the Callahan's, dude. It's got the best carpet. It's got soft touch carpet. It's got a fireplace, a fucking real fireplace that you have to use wood to light and everything like that. It's great. You got a giant jacuzzi tub, king size bed that's comfy as hell, and a porch that you look out into the mountains. Ugh. I mean, it's expensive. $130 a night is like the average, I'm sure. But you know, it's for just one night, it's almost worth it. It's almost work to that $130. It's worth it. It's great. Especially if you want to have like a little sexy time in your bay, dude. That's a good spot to be. But yeah, we went up there. Didn't go fucking fly fishing. I always do this on trips. I bring my gear. I bring everything. I want to go fly fishing. But it's just when you got a family and stuff like that, you do not want to leave them, you know? Because you usually only have one car, right? Because you drive up there or you rent a car. And you don't want to leave them at the hotel doing nothing. So you always kind of like work with them. And you never get on the river. Even though I was on the Rogue River, one of the fucking most beautiful river I've ever been to. Beautiful camping spot. And I was ready to go. I was like, dude, but I couldn't fit. I fit my fly rod and I had a fishing license that I spent $35 on and never fucking used. That's the worst too. Woo, that makes me fucking mad when I spend money that I don't use, right? But yeah, so we get out to our campsite. It was great. The campsite wasn't really good for river access, so I didn't really have a good spot to do it. I could have walked back on the trail, but I didn't want to leave my wife and my kid out in the woods, like where I'm not 50 feet away, you know? And I also had some other priorities, like set up tent, set up sleeping bags, mats. What else? Mats. What else did I want to do? Oh, yeah. And fire that I never got going. Fire's tough, man. I always struggle with making fires when the conditions aren't as good as I hope, you know? If they're not very good conditions and it's like super wet, like later I found that if I would have found a tree that was up, like a tree that was dying but up, I could have got dry wood out of it, but I didn't know that. So I ended up not being able to get it going, even though I dried out wood in my cup. I fucking did everything I could. I kept getting, like, I'd get a little fire going, and then it hit the wet part of the wood, and then it would go out. So, you know, no fire, but I still had a little, like, a jet boiler thing. So it wasn't that big a deal. I mean, we didn't need it to cook food, so it wasn't that big a deal. But Oregon's fucking fun. I always suggest, if you want to go on a good vacation, just go up to Oregon. Oregon's like so pretty, but it's just the people suck. The people are dorks. That's the only downside of that place. Like, not all the people, obviously, but like most of the people, the fucking blue hair people, they suck. But it's still, you know, you don't have to deal with everybody. You deal with mostly hikers and fishermen and, you know, I would love to go crabbing too. We went to the coast and I would love to go crabbing. It was a big crabbing city and I wanted to stop at the seafood place. We just didn't have time. We do vacations so wrong. We go up there for like 4 days. You need a full 7 days for a vacation if you drive more than 15 hours. You need that. And you need a base of operations. So you need to rent a hotel or have a campground for your rooftop tent or something like that in one spot. And you can only go an hour outside of that one spot because then you're driving too much and you're just doing it wrong. I wrote down a whole system in my phone for next time we take a trip, you know, because I'm like, we're just doing this. We're going to go to Bozeman soon, like April. And is it April now? April. May, beginning of May. We're going to hit Bozeman and see what it's like, dude. That's my dream place to live. I want to live in Bozeman so bad. Montana is like my dream, dude. My bae is like, it's too cold. And I'm like, nah, dude, this is perfect. It's perfect. This is Montana man life, dude. I'm a Montana man. That's what I want to be, dude. And if I get down there, and you know, I get swirlied a couple times by the fucking hard hand people, you know, I got the fucking soft hands, but you know, I'll work my way to the hard hands. I'm okay with it. All right. That is a good spot to be for me. It's like a dream. I'll have to figure out like what job I want to do out there, you know, cause that's kind of a big deal. And the housings are super expensive. Housing's horrible right now. I don't know who has all this goddamn money. Who can put a cash offer? Who can put a $360,000 cash offer on a house out in Las Vegas? Oh, it blows my mind, dude. I don't know where people are getting all this money from. It's very interesting. You know what I mean? Is it from loans? Like loans that aren't house loans? I don't know. I have a little speculation in this market. Everything's getting really expensive. If you guys ever looked around, you know, wood is crazy right now. Wood, peanut butter, fucking everything. Oil, you know, gas, which is oil. It's so expensive. It's crazy. I don't know when it's going to stop. I hope it slows down this summer because that's trip time, baby. You just got to roll with the punches, though, boys. Roll with the tobacco. It's getting more expensive. I've noticed cigars are getting kind of more expensive lately. They're $2 more than when I was bought them before, you know? Let me give you a little... Oh, God, I got something on my lip. I'm going to give you a little tip. JR Cigars is the website name. They have Olivia. They have a 12-pack of Olivia cigars. They have, like, their Master Blend, some box pressed, some really good cigars for, like, $44. 12 cigars for $44 is a good deal. That is a great deal. I would definitely capitalize on that. I ordered me some, you know? Needed some. But yeah, so that's been interesting. What else has been going on, man? I haven't talked in a while. I need to start making lists of what's been happening lately. I don't think there's much more. I'm gonna start doing my reviews more. That's kind of the goal. I'm going to do a lot of reviews. I just need to figure out a little natural lighting spot. I don't like to do it in like my house because I can't get the lighting right. I'm not good with lighting. So natural lighting is probably better. So I'll probably do some reviews on some outdoor stuff and some gear that I have. I did that last gear day hike video that did pretty well. And fucking Redditor. Dude. Reddit is so fucking lame, man. I fucking hate Reddit so much. Because, like, I'll post something on there that's, like, totally within the topics, totally within the... It's, like, self-promotion. It's, like, dude, everything's self-promotion. If you ask a question, you're promoting yourself because you're asking that question. All right? So, stop being a fucking moderator that's not paid on fucking Reddit and taking down cool people's shit. And fucking worry about your own garbage, bro. You guys don't contribute shit, dude. If I ever saw a Reddit moderator, ba-ba! That's what I would do to him, dude. Fucking, you know. And I don't even like, posting on there. I just do it so I can maybe get a little bit more views and stuff like that, which is self-fucking promotion. But I'm not going on the fucking comedy page and posting about my cigars, you know. Like, I'm not doing that. So... That's the thing that pisses me off about Reddit lately. It's just people suck now. It's just too hard. You know, but there are cool people. I've been meeting cool people lately. I've got some good friends now that are pretty sick. I'm very excited for the upcoming future with these people. Do some, plan some journeys. Guys, I love that you listen to the podcast. I appreciate it. Please subscribe to my YouTube, and I will try to keep up a little bit more. I'm going to get back into stand-up and get some guests on and try to make some better content for you boys. I appreciate, you know, you guys doing the minimal effort. I'll catch you later on the Douche Dad podcast. Follow me at douche_dad on Instagram, Douche Dad on YouTube, Douche Dad on Twitch, douche_dad on Twitter, I think. I don't know. I don't really tweet. All right.